Ryan Gorman with you from iHeartRadio. I'm here filling in so the team can enjoy a nice Thanksgiving holiday, which everybody deserves after such a long and trying year. And one thing I'm sure a lot of people are going to be doing over the next few days, some binge watching. But, you know, with so many choices, it can be hard to figure out what to pick to watch. So that's where my next guest comes in. Joining me now is Deputy Editor of Entertainment for Insider, Joy Marie McKenzie, to run through some of the must-watch family-friendly entertainment offerings this holiday season. Joy, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. And let's start with Home Alone on Disney Plus, a real true Christmas classic.
Yes, just like you said, Home Alone is definitely a classic, and it's a movie that I watch literally every Christmas Eve, actually. My husband makes us. But when Insider spoke, while baking cookies. But while Insider spoke to director Chris Columbus, who shared never before ever told tidbits from making the film, from when, you know, Donald Trump bullied his way into the film for the sequel, to John Candy being upset that he only got paid a little bit of money for his cameo in the film. He actually only got paid $414, if you can believe it. I know, right? So we have that interview up on Insider right now, and it's a great story to read right after you watch the film.
And Disney Plus, can you talk a little bit about Disney Plus and what that's offering these days? Because that, you know, with the theme parks having to shut down and then work at reduced capacity, Disney Plus has really carried Disney this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Disney Plus is kind of working overtime to make sure that Disney fans like myself are satisfied this holiday season. So not only will Home Alone and all of its sequels, I had no idea there were actually four other Home Alone films. They're all be on Disney Plus. Also Mulan, if you didn't get a chance to see that earlier this year, they were charging people a little bit extra, but now it's available to all Disney Plus subscribers, so you can see that on Disney Plus. And there's just so much more, all of the classics like Tangled and all of the films that we grew up with, Sleeping Beauty, etc. They're all on Disney Plus to enjoy with your family.
I wonder if Home Alone 3 and Home Alone 4 are a little like The Godfather 3, where you just kind of wish they never happened.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
You
know, I don't know.
Let's not talk about it.
I haven't seen them, but because I never really heard of them, I'm just wondering. Let's switch gears and talk about Netflix. And again, I'm joined by the Deputy Editor of Entertainment for Business Insider, Joy Marie McKenzie, about some entertainment possibilities for you for this holiday season. Netflix, so much content to choose from.
Yeah, Netflix is like the gift that keeps on giving, right? They have so much original content from comedy to kid-friendly films, but there's two projects in particular that I'm really excited about. Do you remember seeing Jennifer Lopez embody Selena back in the day on the big screen, right? Well, now there's a series all about Selena's life coming to the small screen thanks to Netflix. And the best thing about it is that Selena's family is backing this project. We all know Selena as the woman with the amazing voice whose life was cut short thanks to her manager who shot and killed her when she was only in her 20s. She had such an amazing legacy, and so her family is ensuring that her voice and her story lives on thanks to Selena, the series. And I've already got a chance to see it. It's very heartwarming, and if you are a fan of music and a fan of Selena, you will love this.
Now, when it comes to the series, is there more that we get to learn about Selena compared to what we saw in the movie?
Right. There's more to the story. In the very first episode, I don't want to spoil it, but we learn about just how much her father struggled to put together her band. As you know, her sister was the drummer. Her brother was a guitarist in her band. And so we really see how that family struggled to even put themselves together in a band that would rocket Selena's career. And Insider, we got a chance to talk to the actress who plays Selena's on-screen sister, Naomi Gonzalez. And so that's available for you to read right before you binge Selena. She tells us all about her time being on set and really playing an iconic person in music.
And tell us about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
So, I mean, this film was going to be a must-watch regardless, right? You have Viola Davis, You have Denzel Washington producing. You have the late playwright August Wilson's words on screen. But it's also a little bit bittersweet, right? Because it's Chadwick Boseman's final film ever.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember where you were when you found out that the actor lost his battle with cancer. He was battling privately. And so I've also got a chance to see this film beforehand. It is hauntingly beautiful. Viola is the star, of course, right? She plays Ma Rainey, but Chadwick's character, you can't take your eyes off of him. And I think I would be saying this if he was still with us, but because he's not with us, it just makes it so much more special. And it's haunting, but it's beautiful. And it's already getting tons of Oscar buzz, so it's definitely a must watch.
I am still in awe at what Chadwick Boseman was able to do while he was battling cancer. That is just one of the most incredible stories that people had no clue what he was going through. And he just kept working and working and working. And some of the films and some of the projects he was working on, they were physically taxing.
Very physically taxing. Also on Netflix is The Five Bloods. It's a Spike Lee joint. And Chadwick also stars in it. And Spike, after Chadwick passed, Spike spoke about how they would film in 100-degree weather. Just brutal, brutal weather doing these scenes with stunts in them, and Chadwick never missed a beat. And even in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, you know, I was sort of looking, you know, now that I know what I know,
right?
I was sort of looking at the screen to see, like, does he look ill? And you know what? He didn't. He had a light in his eyes. He just plays this vivacious, ambitious trumpeteer who really wants to make his own music and not just be in the band. And it's just, it's really bittersweet to watch because you see just how much potential this man has. And, but you know, what are you going to do? But it's a beautiful film.
I'm joined by Joy Marie McKenzie, Deputy Editor of Entertainment for Insider. And finally, we get to Wonder Woman 1984. I didn't see the original Wonder Woman film, but I did notice, did this kind of get released out of nowhere?
You know, actually, people have been waiting with bated breath for this film. I think people in general just want to see a superhero film this year. Yeah. They sort of all been pushed back, right? Because those are the films that everyone flocks to see. And so we were sort of wishing and waiting to see what they were going to do with Wonder Woman 1984. But they recently announced that not only will it be released in theaters, you know, the few that are open, but it'll be available on HBO Max, which I suggest people watch it with their families safely on their couch in the comfort of their homes. And, you know, you might not see Wonder Woman, you know, Gal Gadot is embodying Wonder Woman during the Cold War in this sequel. And so you cannot see her on the big screen, but you'll still get a chance to see this, like, really important story helmed by a woman, a female director, Patty Jenkins. And I think it just sort of checks the box because people were waiting to see a superhero on screen. And so, you know, we're getting it on Christmas Day. So it's like super appropriate.
Just in time. Got that in right before the end of 2020. And I will say, for those who have HBO Max or are thinking about getting HBO Max, I've been watching The Undoing. Now, this isn't necessarily family friendly, but boy, that is a fantastic show with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant.
You know what? I have not seen that yet, but every single time I see it trending on Twitter, I'm like, oh my gosh, should I just go ahead and binge it? But you know, HBO Max has some amazing offerings. Not only that, you can see Euphoria, where Zendaya was, she earned her first ever Emmy Award for that portrayal. That's on HBO Max, and so many more other offerings. It's definitely one that you should subscribe to.
Again, I wouldn't sit down with the kids and watch The Undoing. Probably not going to work. It's not, not a family friendly show, but, if you got some downtime, some alone time, it's definitely
away
worth
from
checking
the
out.
Kids.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Deputy Editor of Entertainment for Insider, Joy Marie McKenzie, running through some family friendly entertainment offerings for Thanksgiving and the rest of this holiday season. Joy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me. Happy holidays.
So hopefully that was helpful. Joy breaking down some of the family-friendly entertainment options for you over the next couple of weeks. And now we're going to try to help you out with the actual food preparation. This part's really important when it comes to Thanksgiving. We want to make sure that you don't end up sick, that you don't end up messing up the food. So we're going to go right to the experts. We're going straight to the USDA to talk about some practical tips to prevent foodborne illness this Thanksgiving. It's coming up in just a moment. Don't move.